All right, welcome back. Second segment of tonight's show. You're listening to Who's Talking? Frank Hobbo and Darren Frana in the studio here. And we've got Dr. Boyd Rawls of Ortho Virginia. I guess the most significant part of his introduction is he's the nephew of Gordy Rawls. But beyond that, Frank, you can continue with the introduction and the Ortho Injury Report.
First off, Boyd, glad to have you joining us tonight. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Appreciate you guys having me back.
We'd love to have you. Obviously, you seem to be following in the same footsteps. Gordy focused on hand and upper arm and all that, and isn't that pretty much what you work on?
That's right. Yeah, so big shoes to fill, you know. But we do pretty much the same kind of thing. So,
well, I tell you what, most weekend warriors, they need a good hand, elbow, forearm specialist.
You've had elbow surgery before, haven't you?
I've had everything operated on. I'm an Ortho Virginia fantasy client.
Wow, you're a good you're a good patient of the process, or the sponsor there. Yes.
Jody Smith loves me. All right. All the joking aside, Boyd, the starting quarterback for Virginia was sacked hard in the game on Saturday, and he injured his left shoulder. He had his arm in a sling. Coach would not address it into the press conference today, nor would he comment other than the fact that it was the non-throwing shoulder. Benkert is a righty. First off, talk to us about what you've noticed when athletes have had an injured shoulder, and how might they deal with his rehab this week to try to get him ready for the big game on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all depends on what his injury was. You know, I mean, it can be something relatively simple that can take a few days to recover from, like a, mild sprain or a, very low grade kind of shoulder separation or something like that, versus, something that's much more significant, like a, like a dislocation or a, something like that. So, I think the rest in the first couple of days, it sounds like what they're doing. And, again, we're obviously not privy to all the imaging and information that the trainers and the surgeons up there have, but we certainly hope he makes a quick recovery.
Another player that was sort of interesting situation is on the depth chart prior to the UConn game. Tim Harris was listed wears jersey number 5. He played at Verona and he's a senior. He did not dress, and so the injury that he suffered in the Oregon game, and we still don't even know what that is. Is a little bit of a mystery. We did get some inside skinny today from the head football coach, Bronco Mendenhall, talking about place kicker Dylan Sims, who handles the kickoff duties last year and was supposed to handle the field goal place kicking duties in the game. And obviously his absence, unfortunately, played a big role in the game on Saturday. So he hurt his groin. What do you know about groin injuries? And, if the guy could still kick off, and he did kick off in the game, why couldn't he kick a field goal, take a field goal attempt from the 20?
Right, yeah.
That's a coaching decision, not a medical decision.
That question might be beyond my pay grade, I think.
Well, help us speculate. This is a free shot. Take all the shots you want.
Yeah, sure. Well, again, it could be any number of things. I mean, there are, certain types of, sports hernias and athletic type hernias that we see sometimes. And again, I mean, those are things that are, managed non-operatively for the most part, and really kind of depend on kind of the severity or grade of the injury and what, what exactly is going on there. And I think it, the mechanics of a kickoff versus, kicking a field goal seem, for me to be fairly similar. So I can only speculate in terms of what the story was there, but.
Dr. Rawls, it would seem to me that a lot of groin thing, isn't that a matter of stretching and just being loose and all that kind of stuff? How do you pull your groin otherwise?
Yeah. A lot of the times it's something simple like that, So I think hopefully that's something that's going to, give him a fairly quick recovery and won't have quite an impact on us down the road.
They're probably not letting him kick any balls this week until the end of the week just to see what will happen. But, Boyd, how long have you been with Ortho Virginia now?
A little over a year. Just barely over a year.
Well, I know your uncle is really excited that you're there, and we've always enjoyed having Gordy in studio. Next time we have you lined up as a guest, maybe we can get you in studio. So I can always say two Rawlses are better than none.
You're right. Yeah, love to.
Listen, you have a great night, and we thank you and all the specialists at Ortho Virginia. You guys have been a fantastic sponsor partner to work with over the years.
All the years. That's it. All eight of them.
What an era. Anyway,
we had to work to get Frank to pronounce that right. Did you notice that? It's era. You know, he gets high marks for that, particularly for my wife.
Only because Hobo nags me to death with it. All right. Have a great night. We thank you. On the other side, we're going to go to break now. On the other side, we are going to bring on Charles McDaniel, former bone-crunching linebacker who played at UVA back in the good old days. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.